At the May meeting of the MRC Pontiac Council of Mayors, Council approved the final report for the Fonds des Régions et Ruralités Component 2 for 2024. The FRR is a provincial envelope that the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing distributes for MRCs to divvy up within their region, with different components dedicated to different priorities. While the vast majority of FRR Component 2 goes to initiatives by municipal bodies and nonprofit groups, roughly 10 to 15% each year goes to financial support for private businesses. However, the report, as well as the ones going back to 2020, do not list the names of the private businesses that receive funding, listing only their sector, such as agriculture, and a description of the project. Following an access to information request from CHIP 101.9, the MRC provided the names of the businesses that received funding for the years 2024 back to 2021. At the time of the article's publication, CHIP 101.9 is still waiting on the recipients from 2020. MRC Director General Kim Lesage noted at the time of the request that the Mamash did not require the names of businesses in their reports, which is why they were left out, but said she didn't feel that they was confidential information. She said that she believed the names should be published proactively in reports going forward. FRR Component 2's goal is revitalization of living environments in the MRC Pontiac and or to create and maintain jobs on the MRC Pontiac's territory, and the businesses that received grants are primarily in the agriculture or tourism industries. The total amount distributed to private businesses in 2024 was $265,793, out of a total disbursement of $2,090,000. Some examples of private recipients from the 2024 report include $75,000 to a numbered company in Bryson for a 10,000 square foot greenhouse project, $40,000 to Boutique Chaussure Chauville for the transfer of Chauville shoes, just over $26,000 to Herberist Lafayette Dubois Incorporated for construction of tourist accommodations and a sauna and spa facilities, just over $26,000 to Wildwood Nature Escape Incorporated for 10 glamping sites, including 4 geodesic domes, 3 cabins, and 3 tents, and $20,000 to Beck Family Farm for the purchase and installation of 4 robotic milking machines. The next report on FRR2 funding, covering the period from January 1st to March 31st, 2025, was approved at the MRC's meeting this past Wednesday and is due to be published by June 30th, 2025. For links to all the information recovered from CHIP 101.9's Access to Information request, as well as more details on this story, you can visit our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.